But hey, another organization that is very worthwhile to donate to is Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And on the line, we have Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. How are you doing today, Becky?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and it's a great day. It's a busy day, and isn't it remarkable, the people that come forth and help keep our community growing and just a great place to live.
And you have been, your organization has been kind of going back and forth between the Midland on the total amount of gifts. So far, it looks like you're sitting at 22 gifts and a little over $6,000 raised so far. So I think that's wonderful.
It's fantastic. But, you know, if it weren't for this event and several others that happened throughout the year, Coffeyville Friends of Animals would not be able to run the shelter at the level that we're able to do it. You know, it's we've talked weekly about the donations that come in, and it's just people just walking off the street sometimes and give us donations. But this is a biggie, and it's a biggie for the whole community, honestly. But because of this, we've been able to purchase things for the shelter that we would never have ever been able to do, and it all goes to the animals. It's what's wonderful about it is it's allowed us to have some really nice outdoor pens and spacious pens, you know, so they get some exercise. They can go back and forth and play catching and that kind of thing. And the other thing that we've been able to do through this organization's match day is put roofs. We have now a really nice roof system that allows the dogs to be outside, you know, if it's a little bit rainy, if it's the sun, whatever. It just makes it that much more comfortable. And as we all know, a exercised dog is a good dog. So it's really wonderful. And the other things we've got through the years, commercial size washer and dryers that we go through, as I've talked about, laundry is an ongoing thing. It's allowed us to purchase that kind of thing. But probably number one that sticks in my mind is it allows us to have the type of funding available to keep our animals healthy. When these animals come into us, sometimes they are not in the best of shape. We do not know their history lots of times. This allows us to go to the local vets and say, okay, let's make this dog a happy, healthy dog. This cat needs this or that. So that fund, that's what the funds go for. And it's remarkable. I mean, without it, I don't know where we'd be. But so thank you to everyone that has contributed. Like you said, get out and contribute, even if it's the smallest amount. There isn't a small amount. It's all going to help whatever organization you really have a fondness for.
Absolutely, yeah. Just if you can pitch in a few bucks here and there, that's okay. You can donate online, you can donate through the mail. So we're keeping a track on this, but I know plenty of donations may have already been mailed out. So, of course, we won't have the totals probably until tomorrow after all the, or maybe the next couple of days. But this is just wonderful. And it's a real showcase of the generosity of the community and just wonderful to see all the support. So we do thank everyone.
Yes, we sure do.
So what's going on otherwise at the at CFA?
Well, let's talk some good doggy stories. How's that sound?
Yeah.
And kitty stories. We have, as you know, started our doggy dates on the weekends. And last Saturday, Petey and Hank were taken out for dates. They were not adopted, but that's okay. They got out of the shelter. They got to go to one of the local fast foods and have a nice little hamburger and fries, and they had a wonderful day. Apparently, their behavior was just absolutely perfect. So, again, we can say, okay, this is the dog that went out on a date, you know, was out in public, did this, and had the best of manners. So Petey and Hank were the last two, and I wanted to remind everyone that they need to make an appointment with Oksana, and they can either call out to the shelter or they can go through Facebook and set up a date and take the dog out for the afternoon over the weekend. And it's been a good success. There's no fee. We had someone, here we go again with donations, we had someone step forward and say, okay, here's some funding that allow you all to make sure that the dogs, because they have to have the rabies shot, can, you know, get the rabies shot taken care of. And these people that are willing to come forward and spend an afternoon with the dog, there's no cost other than if they decide to take them, you know, somewhere for a treat. And you don't even have to do that. If you just take them to the park and let them play catch with you or walk or anything, it's all good stuff. So anyway, Petey and Hank were the last two that were on dates. We had some adoptions. We had Rachel, a husky that came in, beautiful white husky. She was absolutely gorgeous. She was adopted, and they also took a little fella, Cleo, little terrier puppies. They took two. when they came in that day. So it was a wonderful day. The two of them got to go home together and have a playmate. The available dogs that we're going to talk about today, there's just three. Not that it's just available, but three I'm going to talk about. We have Goose. Goose is new. He's new to the shelter. He's very handsome. He's 2 years old. He's a blue heeler. He has beautiful eyes and a very kind face. He enjoys being outside and would make a great companion. And we know that's the way it is with those blue heelers. They really are. Love the outdoor, love the exercise. Milo came in, and this is a male lab puppy, 4 to 5 months old, and he's a chatterbox. He will sit in his kennel and howl until you give him some attention. And he doesn't understand why, you know, if we just don't stop and whatever we're doing and spend the whole day with him, because that's what he wants to do. He has got a great personality. He has a brother that also came in with him, not quite as yakety, but still just as sweet. So there's two very sweet pups that have come in. But Milo's, when that howling, carrying on, just give him some attention. And that would calm down after he was in a home. We know that. And Jasmine came in. Jasmine is a two-year-old black and white terrier mix. She's a small dog, and she would just be a perfect size for someone who would like to have an inside dog and, you know, cuddle up with them on the couch on these cold days. She's a little timid when you first get around her, but then after that, she's just a big snuggle bug. So those are the three that I was going to mention today. We have our kittens. We still have all five of our little kittens that are almost pure white. They have a calico marking through them. The one that has the little black place on his forehead like he ran into something is just as pretty as he can be. And there's another one that's got a little bit more yellow, but the most of them are just pure white. And their names are Cedar, Ash, Oak, Maple, and Pine. And as we've talked about, any time you adopt a pet, if you want to change that name, it works. It's perfectly fine. They have beautiful black and orange markings. They have beautiful green eyes. Some of them have blue eyes. They get along with the other cats that are in the camp. You know, you can tell that they're cat-friendly and probably would be okay around dogs. And they're that perfect age. And then the last cat that I wanted to talk about is Potter. Potter is our black cat. He's got a great big round face. He's about 4 years old. He gets along with the other cats in the kennel, doesn't seem to mind the dogs. He is just a beautiful, beautiful cat. He's full grown, so a lot of his kitten nonsense would be out of the way, and he'd just make a great addition. Events coming up, we still have our date weekends going on. We've got open house coming up, the weekend of the Christmas parade. And we've even got a local photographer that wants to come out that day that we have our open house, which is on Sunday, I'm looking at my calendar real fast, December the 4th. And we'll take a picture of you with your pet, Santa Claus and your pet, and get a picture taken. So I'll have more information about that coming up. But if anyone wants to donate items to the shelter, we're always in need of bleach, paper towels, cat treats, and kitty litter. We are there every afternoon from 5 to 7. On the weekends, we are there from 1 to 4. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Look us up on Facebook, CFA, and you'll see these lovely, beautiful animals that we have at the shelter just waiting. This is a good time of year to add a pet to your family. Do it now before the actual holidays come into play so they have a more understanding of what the routine is of the house. But anyway, we'd sure like to have a lot of adoptions this time of year. But again, thank you to all who have contributed on Match Day. And if you haven't decided yet, just pick any organization that pulls at your heartstrings and give them some money. How's that sound?
Absolutely. And like we said, you know, just be, if you just walk in there, see what's in your wallet, $5 here, $5 there. It all goes to a good cause.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Becky, always a pleasure to have you on here. I'm glad to hear that things are going well over at the Coffeyville Friends of Animals over at the shelter. And I look forward to chatting with you again here next week.
All right. Well, keep busy today, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's just a busy one. You know, we are keeping track of all the goings on here and seeing if we got any more donations as they come in. You know, it's almost like election night or, you know, football or something like that. You know, it's really fun. And the cool thing is it's real, it's tangible, and it's making a difference in our community.
Right. Is this the first time you've ever been involved in something like this?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so anything like this is really cool. I've never, you know, I know a lot of communities around have a match day, but yeah, this is my first time really getting into it.
Well, it is remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. So, yes. Again, Becky, thank you so much, and yes, I look forward to chatting again next week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks so much. It's Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville, Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. And coming up, we are going to be having that interview from the Coffeyville Historical Society, another one of the very worthy causes that you can donate to. Match Day 2022 continues.